Allowing ourselves to take a bit of time to settle into our postures for practice. Whether standing, lying down, sitting. Feeling the touch points. And adjusting for anything that's a little uncomfortable. There's a little strain anywhere. Always remembering that basic piece around having the knees a little lower than the hips when you're sitting. And if you're in a chair that the feet are planted, so feet planted, bottom planted if you're sitting. Hands nicely planted. Feeling touch points. And taking good care too of the torso that with sitting or standing, that there's an uplift through the torso. So take care of your shoulders, perhaps roll them each direction a few times, loosen them up. And when we roll up, back and down and do that, last time we do that, let's just gently bring those shoulder blades flat to the back, creating a nice, straight, tall spine, and lifting the chest, the heart region. And then relax, relax down through the shoulders to the fingertips. So there's softness through the arms and through the torso, and yet uplift. Uplift and still planted. And taking good care of head and neck, nicely balanced on the neck. Careful that your chin's not arched upwards, creates strain. So chin pretty much parallel. Or slightly downwards. Eyes can be soft and downwards, or they can be straight out. Whatever feels helpful, easeful. Eyes straight out, or even the eyeball slightly lifted without arching the neck, can give rise to a feeling of inspiration, uplift. Even a sense of wonder. And with this posture, allowing for some nice full breaths, feeling the body being breathed throughout the body, down to the toes, fingertips, top of the head. And then gently letting the breathing subside as you're ready. Noticing where you feel breathing easily. As you also feel body. And taking good care of our intentions for practice. That there's wisdom and compassion nicely balanced here. The wisdom of the importance of seeing things as they are, no more, no less, with our mindfulness. compassion that knows, yes, and we do struggle in our lives. There is suffering, stress, that may show as we practice. So can we balance both wisdom and compassion as we practice? Seeing clearly with an open heart. And while we anchor attention in body breathing with a sense of the body too together, we anchor in the present moment with this, feeling the breath wherever it's easy. Possibly counting the breaths as a way to settle into presence. And our awareness gets sidelined into sounds and thoughts and emotions and particular sensations. And with our mindfulness, we notice, we might name those experiences, especially if they're persistent. And we gently let them be and come back to the felt sense of body and body breathing. Yes, yes, this too. Giving ourselves soothing touch, soothing words at any point where there's an invitation from our lives for compassion when struggle shows. We feel the breathing, we may be counting up to 5 or 10. The attention wanders, we notice, we might name, label, feel into it, and gently let be, let go. Seeing things clearly as they are, ah yes, this too, ah yes. Of course. And then opening again into body and breathing, into presence. continuing to practice with perhaps a little vow or aspiration. Yes, I will practice to see things clearly as they are. The wisdom And I'll do this with kindness, compassion. Any kind of overwhelm shows, let go of breath, feel into it, name it, yet stay very grounded. So grain, remember that, grounding, really recognize what it is, give it a name, label it. Oh, and allow it to be there, to be here. Ah, there you are. There you are, my dear suffering. And feel it through the body. Let be with the story. Just feel through the body. That's our investigation, the eye of rain, and nurture, the end of rain. Really nurture. Soothing touch. Soothing words, compassion, loving kindness words. Embracing ourselves as we would a child in distress. And we hold the child until the distress has passed. All the while present, embodied. And as we're able, then we simply let be with that. If it feels done, and come back to simply sitting and being breathed. And if the whole of the practice becomes mindfully nurturing, bringing compassion, that's fine. This is what's here, to be held, to be known, to be felt, embraced. noticing any benefits from practicing in this way, of aspiring to be present, to see clearly, the wisdom of that, to see clearly with compassion. Really underline for ourselves any felt sense of being a little more grounded and steady on the planet, a little more open-hearted, that we might take these qualities into our interactions with one another and others. That how we are can be not just a blessing to ourselves, but to all whose lives we touch. And finishing off with a little closing dedication. My words, you substitute yours, whatever you need. May I walk through this day with steadiness and strength. May I be an ambassador for peace and kindness. May my life and being be a blessing to myself and to others and to this planet.